Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Importance of family ties. Sayyidina Abu Ayyub Ansari radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that a person asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam to inform him about actions that will lead him to paradise. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, worship Allah without ascribing any partner unto him. Establish salah, discharge zakah, and maintain family ties. The benefits of assisting and being good to relatives. Faqih Abu Layth rahimahullah has listed the following benefits of aiding relatives and being kind to them. It pleases Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. It makes the relatives happy in the light of the hadith. Causing happiness to any Muslim is a very rewarding act. It pleases the angels. Such a person will be praised by fellow Muslims. Shaitan is grieved by it. It causes one's lifespan to increase. It increases sustenance, and such relatives will always supplicate in favor of one. An easy reckoning, Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever possesses three qualities will have an easy reckoning, and Allah ta'ala will enter him into paradise through his mercy. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum inquired, what were they? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, to give to those who deprive you, to join ties with those who sever ties with you, and to forgive those who oppress you. Warning against severing ties. Sayyidina Abdul Rahman bin Auf radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala said, I have derived Rahim, that is an Arabic term for family ties, from my name Rahman. I will be good to those who maintain it, and it will cut off my mercy from those who sever it. A note, Rahim is an Arabic term which refers to family ties. Allah Ta'ala has given great significance to family ties, and it will petition Allah Ta'ala to deal favorably with those who maintain it and harshly to those who sever it. Rahim will take on the form of an entity on the day of resurrection. It will have a tongue whereby it will speak, and it will petition Allah Ta'ala to deal with people according to its demands, and Allah Ta'ala will do so. May Allah give us the true understanding. SubhanAllah, Muhammad, SubhanAllah, Shalom, La ilaha illa Allah.